specifically targeted but important assembly plants. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
The UAW is asking for a 40% pay hike, but so far automakers have offered about half that.
For the life of the contract, the initial demands were over $100 billion. We still have a ways to go with the offer they put on the table last night.
General Motors CEO Mary Barra says the companies have to balance workers' demands with their need to transition vehicles from gas to electric. Friday night, GM confirmed they may have to idle a plant in Kansas as early as next week due to the strike. Chris Van Cleve, CBS News, Wayne, Michigan.
Hurricane Lee is still mostly offshore, hugging the New England coastline from Rhode Island up through Maine, though already hitting Canada's Nova Scotia province harder. Reporting on preparations in Maine, which is under state and federal emergency declarations, WGME-TV's Brad Rogers.
Boatyard workers in Camden, Rockport, and here in Rockland have been working at a frantic pace, pulling boats out of the water. The operations manager at Journey's End Marina says they're about as prepared for the storm as they can be.
Well, you know, we've got everything locked in the sheds. We've got all the small stuff in. I don't think we're that concerned, given we're the track of the hurricane. So I think we're in good shape.
Owners of several sailboats and smaller vessels plan to keep their boats on moorings where they will try to ride out the storm.
In North Africa, in a Libyan city just about destroyed by floods that followed dam failures and a storm, an estimated 11,000 people are believed dead and about as many remain missing. The BBC's Anna Foster is there.
Turkish rescuers wade through the pools of destruction in search of what remains. The thick mud and dirt coats everything and makes the work slow and dangerous. The risk of disease is growing. People are returning to Derna, not to resume their lives, but to identify the dead.
And still overseas in Israel.
Thousands recited prayers at the Western Wall in Jerusalem to mark Rosh Hashanah. Israel's president, Isaac Herzog, had this message for Jews around the world.
We all care deeply about our Jewish people and our beloved Jewish and democratic state of Israel.
Jews in Israel celebrate the two-day holiday with their families, go to synagogue, and eat apples with honey to symbolize a sweet new year. Tom Confino for CBS News, Tel Aviv.
Wall Street ended the trading week on a down note. The Dow was down 289 points, the S&P down 55, NASDAQ down quite a bit, 218 points. Gas prices average 387. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
All right, team. Apps on the table by 7:30 sharp.
Jalen and his catering company have a lot on their plate.
Really particular.
He needs a bigger team to continue climbing up the food chain.
Throughout this event. Hey, Mitch, was that contract for 200 or 250 people?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. Oh, thank you. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of hospitalization from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. And Civic Media delivered with all-day coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate.
The only network with every show live from Milwaukee.
The Republicans are on the wrong side of policy, on the wrong side of the people.
Wrong side of history.
Conversation you won't find anywhere else.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies, overnight, with lows around 53. Winds out of the southwest, around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy again, tomorrow, isolated rain showers likely, highs level off around 73. Tomorrow night, lows around 49. Highs around 70 Sunday, under partly cloudy skies. 71 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 53.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Whatever. You can say it both ways.
I think it's indicates.
Indicative? Is that the word you were looking
that
for?
That is a good word, Kristen Bryan.
A friend wouldn't make fun of somebody like for knowing a word. See, this is what I'm talking about, people. Kristen Bryan does not believe in friendship.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin!
Okay, there we go. Now I can hear myself. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board today. How are you doing, friend?
Doing well.
Doing well.
Yeah.
Happy Friday. It is my second to last Friday before I am signing off and handing over this big chair to Jane Matinere. Greg will be on the board for about 12 weeks.
Oh, goodness.
It is happening.
There's no going back
There's
now, friend.
Can I make a really dark joke?
I knew you were going to.
I don't typically have super dark humor. But Mike and I were joking around last night. This may be an insight into my marriage. But we were talking about the exciting news that was dropped yesterday with Planned Parenthood. And Planned Parenthood, as of Monday, is going to resume abortion care and abortion services in Madison and Milwaukee. And we're actually going to be talking to CEO and president of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin, Tanya Atkinson, is going to be here at 11:30, which I'm so excited about. So we're going to hear more about all of the moving parts that went into that decision, what risks are still at play for doctors and providers, because the lawsuit itself is still in play. But we're going to be talking about that at 11:30. So we were talking about that together, Mike and I, and I think he's the one who said it. It sounds more like a him joke, if I'm going to be totally honest. He goes, well, at least we can still get that late term abortion now.
Please direct all calls of upsetness to the Jay Weber Show on another radio station. Thank you.
And I was like, oh, man, should I make that joke on the internet? Probably not.
I mean, why not? You're free to do what you'd like, my friend.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because it's like, once again, a reminder, late abortion is not a thing. No one is at this stage in their pregnancy of where I'm at right now. And it's just like, well, I changed my mind. Good thing we have access to late term abortion.
You know, I thought this was a good idea, but 8.5 months in.
37 weeks. I can't do two more.
Yeah.
I've changed my mind.
You know, I heard there might be a Ted Lasso season 4. I got to prepare for that. I don't know.
Yeah. So anyways, that is one of many stories that broke yesterday. Yesterday was an insane day of Wisconsin news, and I just want to give credit to all the Capitol reporters who were running around like crazy people trying to cover everything yesterday. But here's just some of the stuff that happened yesterday in Madison, and then we're actually going to move on pretty quickly because I want to get to this question. But first, so Assembly Republicans advanced their fast track proposal to revamp how Wisconsin's political maps are drawn. So now that passed the nonpartisan, you know, Iowa style in name only proposal passed out of the assembly. It now goes to the Senate. I still have not heard much from senators.
No, they're
on this bill and where they stand on it. So that happened yesterday. The Wisconsin Senate also moved to fire Elections Administrator Megan Wolf. which that sets the stage now for a legal battle because she's saying, I'm not stepping down until the court tells me that I have to step down, which likely it won't because it didn't with Fred Prehn, which is the precedent for this case, but they went ahead and tried to fire her anyways. Wisconsin Senate also votes to override the veto. If you remember back when Governor Evers had his line item veto about the 400 years funding for public schools.
Oh, yeah.
They voted to override that. So now that goes to the assembly. Planned Parenthood, like we said, is resuming abortion services on Monday. And the assembly also passed their measures to loosen child care regulations and rules.
And let me tell you something. When the whole Planned Parenthood announcement came down, I just want to really give a shout out, a hearty handshake and a golf clap to all the conservatives out there on Twitter who really took the news well.
I didn't see much.
Oh my God. It was like the first half of the week was them complaining about the maps, saying, well, you said you wanted to fear maps, now you're not good to fear maps. And immediately the moment that Planned Parenthood announced what they announced, they're like, they pooped their drawers and then they took to social media and just with the most incendiary language, just like the biggest sorest losers.
Who were some of the people that I should go see with?
Oh, Jay Weber. Jay Weber. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's the... I don't follow him, but he has invaded my Twitter/X timeline.
There's a big difference if you go on the For You page.
Yeah.
Like the page where they're suggesting stuff to you versus just sticking to the people that you follow.
Yeah.
Because I find if you go on, no matter who you're following, the things that get, here, don't you, aren't you interested in this? Very right wing.
Yeah.
Very anti-establishment.
Yes.
And it's like, how did I get here? This is not what I'm here for.
I did not sign up for this.
So it was a big day in Wisconsin news. And after, an August break, it does not seem like things are slowing down into the fall. And then obviously we get to ramp up for next year where there is going to be spring elections that I mean, there's obviously lots of spring elections. If this is the time, if you're thinking about running for school board or running for any local office, like very much encourage you to do so. We will be talking about plenty of those races and those that in the spring when I'm back from maternity leave. But obviously next year is a presidential election year and it's Wisconsin. And we still don't have a major. We have three fairly unknown Republican Senate candidates.
Yeah.
No, still no major ones.
No, I don't really think. I don't know.
If you're a betting man, when do you think there will finally be an announcement of someone who has a little bit more backing from the Republican Party than the three who have announced so far?
I would say around the holidays. You drop it around that late October, November time. Hi, I'm so-and-so. You remember me from my other things. So-and-so and such-and-such. This is my family. We love the holidays. We love family. You know, we love America.
With a gun.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw a thing today that very weirded me out. I saw a guy with a bumper sticker that said coffee and guns. And then next to it was a bumper sticker that said teach peace. I didn't know how to take that.
Do you think it's a house divided?
It might be also
a married couple that they're like, well, if you get that bumper sticker, I get this bumper sticker. And that's how we're going to make this work.
It's the only way I can marry a Bears fan. I was like, maybe they're like hunting. I don't know. And then part of me said, who cares? Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Be happy.
Don't yuck their yum.
Don't yuck.
I love to say on this show.
They're yum. Those t-shirts and onesies are happening.
That's my project.
We have so many items in our non-existent merch store.
They're all in our head.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the story that I actually want to talk about is a combination of two big stories that I don't feel like got enough attention and actually have nothing to do with Wisconsin politics. But my question is, what can you trust these days? 844-967-2789. Like, what is left for public trust, or who do you actually trust? Because there's been two different stories that I think both, they're investigative journalism done very well, and both have to do with paying the people you're supposed to trust to give you advice. And one comes from Vulture, which is part of New York Magazine. And it talks about the movie review aggregation site, Rotten Tomatoes. I'm sure you've been to it. And it's a place where you can go to see like tons of movie information, but like their homepage, they have this tomato meter. And it's like, if it's over 60%, so over 60% of the movie critics said this was a good movie, it's a fresh movie. If it's under 60%, it's a rotten movie. And it's been around, man, I mean, that's like
25 years.
Is that exactly? Yeah. So, because I remember checking that when I was acting. So like that was when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's probably, you know, when Roger and Ebert, you know, aren't around anymore. Now this is like their replacement, right? This is where a lot of people understand, like, what are the folks saying on whether or not this is a good movie? And it turns out that there's been a PR firm who's been paying for positive reviews to boost movie scores on Rotten Tomatoes. And so the summary there is allegations of financial incentives and manipulated critic scores have raised concerns about the integrity of review aggregate platforms, specifically involving one PR company called Bunker 15 and the popular site Rotten Tomatoes. And so the Bunker 15 is known as a smart tech publicity engine aimed at connecting filmmakers with journalists who then can amplify their project's visibility. And they're accused of being, of going, you know, a little beyond traditional publicity strategies by recruiting lesser known critics and paying them to submit a more positive score. So that's the first story. And then similar but different, the, you know, if you remember over the summer, the World Health Organization started to raise questions about aspartame, an artificial sweetener, and how really not healthy it is for you, even though it's, you know, it replaces sugar. And the Washington Post has now done a investigative journalism on different lobbying firms, like the sugar lobby and the beverage lobby, that's been paying influencers on TikToks who are registered dietitians. This is not just like someone who's like, I like to cook, so I'm starting a TikTok channel. This is people who are actually registered as dietitians who have been making videos saying, kind of pushing sugar, kind of saying, don't worry about aspartame. And it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to get paid to say it. And so my question kind of is, like, when it comes to reviews and critics and experts, who do you trust these days? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And what does it take to keep public trust? I just think it's a super interesting question. I'd love to hear from you with your texts, with your calls. We'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station. You got me alone, you found me, you found me, you found me, I guess you didn't care, and I guess I liked that, and when I fell hard, you took a step back, without me, without me, without me,
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. And we are asking the question, who do you trust these days? And I say this in the context of two different stories, two big, I think, big stories that have not gotten enough attention. One dropped on September 13th from Washington Post, talking about the food industry paying influencer dietitians, not just like influencers, like people who are registered dietitians who are promoting diet soda and sugar and supplements and things that, like, instinctively I feel like we want, science tells us maybe not so good for you, but then they're like, no, it's fine, but here is a paid ad and here's who paid me to say this. And then simultaneously, Vulture from New York Magazine on September 6th published an investigative piece on the fact that there is a PR firm that's been paying movie critics to boost the scores on the movie aggregate site Rotten Tomatoes. And I don't know, they both seem potentially like maybe they're not that big of a deal. But I also think about when you're on Amazon and Yelp and the reviews, like because there is so much infinite choice in consumer products and choices, there is, you know, we rely, I think instinctively, we rely on word of mouth. We rely on people we can trust. We rely, but we also come to rely on what do the reviews say? And if people who are paid to be movie critics or people who are licensed nurse, dietitians, or people, I guess those are like in reviews on anything, on a product, those are strangers. And so maybe you don't trust them anyways. But what do you actually trust? Like, what is your barrier to entry to be like, okay, this is, I can trust this person and what they're telling me? 844-967-2789.
We got a caller, a friend of the show, a friend of the host of the Maggie Dawn show, Maggie Dawn.
Maggie Dawn!
Yeah.
Maggie Dawn, how do you choose who you trust?
Hey, y'all. Good morning.
Good morning. Who do you trust, or how do you choose who you trust?
Can you hear me? I can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me. Okay.
If you can, I'll just give a call back and see if that works better. I don't want to hold up your line, so I'll call you back.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. All right. Well, I could hear her.
I could hear her. Her line was on.
Well, Maggie, if you're hearing us right now, if you want to call back and just talk and give what the answer you were going to give, we can do that. But I just think it's an interesting question because I think it's also a time where public trust in so many institutions and in politicians and in the CDC. And you think about so many things of where you can't trust the media. And then there's examples of why you can't, right? And so what are you left with to try to navigate where you get your news, where you get your products, what movies you actually think will be good? And like the stakes are lower with a movie, right? If you go spend your money on a bad movie, it's not maybe the end of the world, but it's just kind of the integrity. But if you're believing some dietitian on TikTok of like how much like giving your kid omega-3 supplements at 6 months, which was referenced in this article, and it's not FDA approved and you're just trusting them, like that's kind of a bigger deal. That's like, that's bigger stakes.
Well, I think that even though the movies are very much, yes, much lower stakes, I think if they're gaming the system to make us think that a movie is good and it's not, or they're just using their money and or ability to create, it's still not a good practice. And in the article regarding the dietitians, they said that, you know, at the end of the day, the World Health Organization had to come out and say, like, yes, these do not cause weight loss, and some of them might be carcinogenic. Like, there are real world problems. And then you have these influencers saying it's clickbait, it's not something to worry about, they're trying to scare you. It's like, it's dangerous. For the movie thing, that's just I don't want to say it's not fair, but it's also just not good practice.
Oh, it's, well, it ruins the integrity, right? Like the whole point of this is that they're objective people.
Yeah.
That you can, you know, you may or may not like their opinion because it is a subjective art form of whether or not it is good. But it just comes back to integrity.
Yeah.
And like, that is a messy, the world of content creation now, which I consider myself part of, is messy.
Yeah.
Because in some ways you create a service. I know there's people who review movies that are on TikTok. There are these dietitians. There are people who are there to provide information, parenting advice. Like, they've created entire channels. But talking about parenting advice, that Ruby Frankie, or who is the crazy parenting influencer on YouTube who's just been arrested for basically abusing her children? Like, she racked up millions of views and millions of followers. Jeez. And like, that is like, well, maybe we shouldn't have been following her in the first place. Jim from Appleton says, you can definitely trust the politician that shows up in full body isolation gear to tell you that the pandemic is fake. Other than that, it's as Reagan said, when he still had his marbles, trust but verify.
That is something we just don't.
But how do you verify?
Yo, exactly.
How much more work do you have to put in to be able to verify these days?
And nowadays, you're like, well, like one of the examples on the movie thing, the movie The Whale, which had so much critical acclaim, won him an Oscar. It came out with like a 90 or 87, 90, something like a high Rotten Tomato score. After everything was said and done, it's like 62%. It's barely fresh.
Oh, I did not know that fall happened. All right. Well, I think this is a super interesting topic. Maybe we'll come back to it later in the show or next week. Because when we come back, James Maloff from Morning with WFHR and Midday Magazine on WFHR is here for our Civic Media Crossover Fridays to tell us what he thinks is the best, the worst, and the weirdest of the week. And we have a fun quiz, as always, to go over the headlines before the end of the hour. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad.
All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies, overnight, with lows around 53. Winds out of the southwest, around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy again, tomorrow, isolated rain showers likely, highs level off around 73. Tomorrow night, lows around 49. Highs around 70, Sunday, under partly cloudy skies. 71, Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 53.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and we are just having a fantastic Friday.
it's so wonderful. It's wonderful. It's
wonderful, wonderful. We are waiting for our good friend, James Maloff, to call into the show. I actually think, Greg, maybe you should give, I just sent you his number. We could give him a call and see if that will work.
Sure.
Because we would love to do our crossover with James on the best, worst, and weirdest of this week. And there is plenty to talk about. Because I would say we were so focused on Wisconsin news this week, because there was a lot of Wisconsin news, that I don't think we even touched on the fact that Kevin McCarthy, and we barely even talked about the impeachment investigation of Joe Biden. We barely talked about the tragedies that have been happening in Morocco and Libya. But there was a lot that actually also happened this week. And there's another thing that's been happening as far as, and I want to talk about this next week, so I hope we can find time to get to it. But happening in the Republican Party as far as Tim Scott is concerned, because there's Republican donors who are threatening to stop funding him if he won't explain like why he's not married. And there's like this whole thing about him having, like, he has a girlfriend, but no one knows who she is and if she actually exists. And I just think it's interesting because in the Republican Party, does that make more, like, maybe it is expected in a more conservative, traditional but environment. But I also wonder, like, would that fly? Like, would the same candidate who's unmarried and in his 40s, would that same person have trouble with donors and, like, their, I don't know, reputation or how people saw them if the roles were reversed and he was in a different party? Or is this something that was, like, specifically to the Republican Party? So there's a lot been going on throughout the week, but I'm hoping that we get to talk to James. And so it seems like this is just between being able to talk to Maggie, being able to talk to James. It is an interesting morning, and we're good to go. James, can you hear me?
You hear me?
I can now hear you. Great.
Can
we
you hear
did
us?
It. Hello?
Oh, James cannot hear us. Great.
James, can you hear us now?
Oh, I guess not.
All right.
All right. Well, this is super fun. and I guess, should we pivot? Should we continue to try to get James?
Let's pivot, and I'll try. We'll go from there. We're going to make this work, folks, because as goes Wisconsin, we always go forward.
We always go forward. Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. So I guess, like I said, there's been a lot going on this week that we have not gotten to as far as national news because there's been so much going on in Wisconsin. But, I mean, the big news, I guess, last night is the United Auto Workers Union is going on strike. And so if we talk about this, it continues to be the summer of strikes. This is a big one. Like, this is a really, really big one. So the historic work stoppage launched at midnight with the first picket lines targeting plants in Ohio, Michigan, and Missouri. And basically what employees want is the union's 150,000 workers are seeking better pay, better hours, and benefits. And they're citing sharp inflation and high corporate profits and pay for executives is why they think that, like, these companies can afford that. And that seems to be a common thread throughout a lot of these strikes is people are sick of the fact that the people at the very top seem to only be making more and more money, and the ratios of what they make to the average worker at their company and what they make is astronomical. And so it's not that the money doesn't exist to pay your people better. It's that you need to be willing, the people at the top need to be willing to share the profits and share the how well the company is doing, because guess who actually makes the value of your company? It's the people who work for you. So Ford and GM said they can't afford to meet their demands. So here we are again, another big strike, and we will see where this goes. The WGA and the SAG strike are still happening. Obviously, the UPS strike is kind of one of the only ones I feel like we've been able to see that avoided the strike. And actually, they did end up finding a deal or getting to a deal before they went on strike. And so they seem to have found the money, but I don't know the finances of all these different companies. So hard to say otherwise. But, you know, the other big news, I would say, on top of the probe that has now been announced from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, and is that the Justice Department is indicting Hunter Biden. And yesterday the charges came down, and the charges are making false statements and illegally possessing a handgun. And so that's moving forward. I'm trying to think what else has been happening this week. The Libya thing is insane. Have you heard much about the Libya thing, Greg?
What was that again?
Have you heard much about what's happened in Libya? Because over the mm-hmm. last weekend was Morocco. So the Morocco had a terrible earthquake. But then Libya, up to 20,000 people are feared to be dead from the flooding that happened in Libya.
Oh, my God.
Which is, I feel like that gets into the numbers of, like, it's hard to fathom what 20,000 bodies could look like. But it's the true toll may never be known. But there's Post reporters who said in the city that was hit the worst found just unbelievable massive destruction. And now they're saying that, you know, local authorities are blaming the lack of warnings, lack of evacuations, and neglected infrastructure for what the death toll could end up being, and that this was potentially avoidable. So that's been a big story. We're having our own hurricane that's hitting New England. And so New England is under a tropical storm warning, and the tropical storm conditions could reach eastern New England by this afternoon and continue through tomorrow or into Sunday. The worst winds will hit the coast overnight, and the storm is likely to pass very close to the eastern tip of Maine before hitting Atlantic Canada. And so this one's I actually really like. This was not big news, but I always love when it reminds me when we interviewed the scientist from UW-Madison earlier in the spring, and we were talking about what is a lab rat like on cocaine? And it was basically a lot like how humans are on cocaine. They keep going back to the same spot where they get the cocaine. They're very excited.
They're telling you about their screenplay.
Yes, exactly. But a new study has found that rat brains revealed how play can improve mental health. So researchers identified groups of cells in part of the brain involved in instinctive behaviors like pain perception and defense that lit up while the rats were being tickled. I want to tickle a rat.
I want that on permanent record forever. I want to tickle a rat.
But I don't even know, how does one tickle a rat? Like, that's the...
You probably hold them down and hold them with their belly up. And give them a little
is
tickle.
Is it like when you tickle, like you get that one right spot on your dog where their foot starts going crazy? Is that considered tickling your dog?
Yeah.
Is it?
I would imagine.
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't think there's any spot on my dog where all of a sudden he's like laughing. That's what feels when that leg twitch makes it seem like it's really gratifying.
Yeah.
But it doesn't like remind me of like when you tickle a child.
Yeah, because we're used to laughter. We're not used to, like, I don't know if dogs can laugh. I guess they can, whoa, 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 that kind of thing. That's right, folks. You just heard that on the radio.
So anyways, the urge to play is deeply, this is what the findings are suggesting potentially, that the urge to play is deeply ingrained in the brain, and understanding its neurological basis could help develop new therapies for troubled children. So the continued continued experimentation on rats and what it can potentially tell us about ourselves, I don't know. I always think is interesting. Is there any stories, Greg, that you've that have stuck out to you?
Well,
let's talk about Ben Shelton.
So Ben Shelton, young man, went all the way to the U.S. Open's final this past weekend and lost to Novak Djokovic. So one thing that was happening during the finals or during the entire tournament was, when Ben Shelton would win or get a point, he would mime a phone and hanging it up, like, you're done. We're done with you. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it was an old.
Is that where it comes from?
I guess.
But like, where is the? Did you ever find out more information of why he was like that? Was his?
No, thing? I think it was just his thing. And honestly, I thought it was funny because it was an old timey phone too, a mime. It wasn't like a cell phone or even a flip phone. It was like grandma's rotary phone. Hanging up on you. So
Shelton has never, at 20 years old, has never ever.
No, he would see that in a museum before he used one. And he went up against Novak Djokovic. He lost. Novak Djokovic is probably one of, if not the greatest tennis player who ever lived. He's won 3 of the 4 slams this year, and he's done that multiple times. And when he beat Ben Shelton, he did that. He did the same motion. He did the hanging up the phone. And Ben Shelton's father came out in an interview saying, he said he did that to mock my son, and that wasn't like, you know, the move of a champion. And I'm like, really, bro?
I know.
Come on, man. We were talking about this before. You put your son into the most competitive singles sport on the planet. It is like driven by competition, driven by like just getting yourself to the, and your son made it to the finals of the U.S. Open on his, I think his first try. He's never been to the U.S. Open.
I think he was in the college. I don't even think he was in the circuit last year. I think he was just playing at school.
You need to like work so hard to get yourself. There are people in their 20s and 30s who have never made it past the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
And when Novak Djokovic does that, to me, I see that as, hey, man, good try, but no. You know what I mean? Like, and the fact he took it as, like, he mocked him, and that's not, you know, it's like, get your son out of this.
It's not a sign of a gracious leader.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it was funny because you sent that to me this morning, and I was like, well, first, does your kid actually care?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it reminded me, that exchange reminded me, and this just points out the sexism that was underlined with the Caitlin Clark an Angel Reese thing that happened back in the NCAA tournament. So when LSU played Iowa and they did the John Cena. So like throughout the tournament, a couple times, Caitlin Clark, who was like the darling, who is incredible, had done this like John Cena, like you can't see me face thing in front of her face. LSU beats Iowa in the championship. Angel Reese, one of the stars of LSU, gets in, kind of gets in Caitlin Clark's face, and it was a little aggressive.
She just, she was walking past her.
But
just,
she did it, and she was like, we beat you, right? And she, she did it back to her. And people were outraged.
Oh, my God.
They were so outraged that Angel Reese was such a bad sport, and this isn't sportsmanship, and oh, my God, oh, my God. And so there were some people on this station that I know that were, like, very disappointed with this exchange. I didn't hear them say anything about this thing between Novak and Shelton as far as, like, the taunting and the competitiveness that happens in sports sometimes.
I wonder how it would have gone if Novak Djokovic would have been doing it the whole time and then Ben Shelton would have done it and said, like, that's a young man disrespecting, you know what I mean? Like, you're not wrong. I don't disagree with you, but also, like, anyone will find a reason to be upset.
Totally. All right, well, we're going to go to a break. We're going to try to fix our connectivity and see if we can get James Maloff on the phone still to be able to do our headline quiz of the week. All right, this is As Goes Wisconsin.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
As Goes Wisconsin, I am Kristen Bry. He is Greg Bach. And I'm sorry that we pitched that James Maloff would be on the show today because we're just having some issues trying to be able to hear people. And so we're going to try to figure it out so that we can still be able to talk to our guests in the second hour. Because we actually, our guests for the first hour, I mean, for the first hour when we come back from the segment, is going to be in person, so that'll be good. We're going to be talking to Allison McGaver, who is the Outreach and Media Communications Director for United for Waukesha Resiliency Center. And so we'll talk about what the Resiliency Center is, but also Resilient Waukesha that is coming up on September 28th from 4 to 7, which is an event to celebrate first responders, but also the entire kind of mission of the Resiliency Center is being able to provide mental health and wellness for those affected by the Waukesha Parade tragedy in 2021. So we will be talking to her in person at the top of the next hour. And then, fingers crossed, be able to talk to Tanya Atkinson from Planned Parenthood at 11:30. But since we cannot hear James, Greg, do you just want to play the quiz that I had set up and see how you do? Just so you have no competitors. So you can't technically lose.
But if I lose, that makes me the biggest loser of all. But you know what? I'll do it because I'm in for it. This is improv, baby. I'm yes-anding.
This is improv. All right. So let's, as it always is, it's a combination of some national headlines, some Wisconsin headlines. But let's see how you do. So big news as far as Elon Musk's biography. And there was some news last week, but there's more kind of understanding of what is in the biography this week. So which of the following did Elon Musk not do according to Walter Isaacson's new biography? A, called Tesla the company doing the most to solve climate change. B, hired vans to move Twitter servers on Christmas Eve. C, told Bill Gates most philanthropy is BS. Or 4, tried to buy U.S. Steel to get the ticker symbol X.
Oh, man. Which one didn't he do? I would say D.
Ding, ding, ding. You got that right. The biography did not say Musk tried to buy U.S. Steel. I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah, right.
All right, number 2. What did Britain's Stonegate Group recently announce would be subject to surge pricing? Is it A, Premier League tickets? B, beer at pubs? C, West End theater tickets? D, T?
I would go with A.
It's actually beer at pubs.
Really? Oh.
The Stonegate Group announced surge pricing for beer.
Oh, my God.
I feel like, could you imagine if there was surge pricing for beer in Wisconsin?
Yeah, we'd still pay.
You think so?
Oh, God, yeah.
People in Wisconsin, we're frugal. We're a frugal bunch, though. I had that, because the cliche of if you, specifically Midwest women, if you give them a compliment, they tell you how much they got it on sale. It happened to me yesterday. I was in line. And I saw a woman and she had very cute little Nike shoes on. And I was like, oh, I love your shoes. And she goes, thanks. She's like, Nike outlet store.
I do the same thing with my Jordans. Anytime someone compliments my Jordans, I go, I love them. But I go to the Nike outlet store and I pay a low price for them because I'm not paying $300 for a pair of shoes, especially ones that I want to wear out into the world.
Yeah.
Also, I know that for a fact because when you, Kristen Bry, won Milwaukee Magazine's top radio personality, every time we bring it up, you'd be like, I don't know what to do. So,
All right. Number 3, which Wisconsin athlete announced he and his partner are expecting a baby girl? Is it Kristen Yelich?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Drew Holiday?
Ooh.
Is it Giannis?
Ooh.
Or is it AJ Dillon?
I think it's C for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yes, it is. In case you missed it, Giannis Antetokounmpo and his longtime partner, Mariah Riddlespringer, revealed they're engaged.
Engaged.
And expecting a daughter. In addition to their 2 boys that they already have.
Adorable. Oh, my God. Can you imagine Christmas at the Antetokounmpo house? That just must be the best time.
They also announced it at Milwaukee Diaper Mission, which is the organization that we did our, you guys raise a lot more money for them than we did.
Okay.
All right, another Wisconsin question. It turns out that Wisconsin has more of these than any other state. Biking trails, roundabouts, parking tickets, robins.
That's going to be a big old B for roundabouts.
It is indeed. I actually don't know about the other 3 if we have the most or not, but I had to just pick up something. But indeed, this week, you love them or hate them. I know that they're confusing, but they are they make such a difference in dangerous intersections. But yeah, Wisconsin has more roundabouts than any other state in the union.
I love roundabouts. Roundabout. Oh my God, I love a good roundabout. I love a roundabout followed by another roundabout. And they have one there.
Multiple.
There's 2 roundabouts as you hit 43 northbound out in Muskego. It is.
Oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep. Confusing a couple times, but you'll make it.
All right, let's power through. All right. Which classic board game inspired a newly published official cookbook? Scrabble, Candyland, Catan, or Risk?
Say the choices again.
Scrabble, Candyland, Catan, Risk.
Candyland.
Catan.
Oh, come on. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
I actually wanted to do a segment this week as far as brainstorming what would other cookbooks that are associated and inspired by board games look like. But we'll see.
Monopoly would just be potato soup.
All right. We have time for one more. This is no multiple choice. You just have to guess. Which Wisconsin city was named the cleanest city in America this week by a survey from House Fresh?
Madison.
No.
Green Bay.
No.
Brookfield.
No.
Waukesha.
No.
Milwaukee.
Yes.
Whoa! I got there eventually, folks.
This was a little, I think there's a little surprising, although the measure was how many sanitation complaints by city.
Oh.
So I think it says more about people's desire to complain
yeah.
than how clean the city actually is. But a win's a win, so we'll take it. All right, well, this is As Goes Wisconsin. We're taking a break for the top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Test is over. Now.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. For more than a day now, about a tenth of the unionized General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis employees have been off the job at three specific assembly plants in Michigan, Ohio, and Missouri. The latest from Chris Van Cleve.
This is what happens when corporations don't take care of the people.
United Auto Workers President Sean Fain led a rally in Detroit Friday evening, inviting Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders to the stage.
There was once a time when a union job in the automobile industry was the gold standard for the working class in America. Well, we are determined to